And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Colette Baron-Reed with us as we talk about Oracle cards. And we're going to take some questions from you. I've got a little bit more to ask her, but then we'll go to you on Coast to Coast AM. And George Norrie back with you along with Colette Baron-Reed as we talk about Oracle cards. She's got a whole new deck and called the Wisdom of the Oracle. Colette, how long does it take somebody to become proficient if they know nothing about Oracle cards to learn them?
So in my decks, I have extensive guidebooks that come along with the cards. So, you know, it really depends. I mean, I have, I teach courses on this, so usually about 6 weeks it takes, or six modules and somebody experiencing the cards. I mean, but the bottom line is, honestly, you could pick up a deck, and I've made these decks for people to use. You know, I'm going to use a deck on the show, but they are created so that you can use them at home. And just opening up the guidebook is enough. Like when you pick a card, you can immediately, right out of the box, know that this thing means something to you. So all my decks were created that way right from the first one. I have 12 of them now that are published in 29 languages.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Are they predictors of the future, or do they just basically give people guidance?
So I'm not interested in predicting the future. I make these cards so that people can have a prescriptive experience with them. They show you everything that you're doing and where you're heading. Yes, they can give you a general idea of where you're going, but I shy away from that because people need empowerment right now. They need certainty in their lives, and they don't look that far into the future. They weren't created for that. Although, you know, you might get a glimpse of something in the future, etc., but These are cards that are not meant to be used for full-on long-term predictions, but they are short-term, most definitely can show your story in motion and where it's likely heading.
Are they only good for individuals, or can you do it for the nation as a whole?
I do readings. I don't share it with the public, but I can. You know, I mean, I have done, I knew that there was something coming. I had no idea it was a pandemic, but something's going to happen for a year and a half. So it's not going to be over like too soon. But, cards can give you a reflection of what's going on in the world and the global consciousness and then show you where it's heading. So, yeah, you can. You can see that for sure.
I'm not an oracle by any means, Colette, but years ago I've said on this program, and I said it many times, I said, I feel something significant is going to happen. I don't know what. I don't know where. And I don't know when, but I just feel something huge is going to happen, mm-hmm. and it doesn't feel good. And I don't know. Maybe it was this COVID-19. I don't know.
Well, you know what it is, I think, and I would definitely call you a little bit of an oracle because I've heard your show often. So you tend to blurt things out that are quite oracular.
Yeah.
But I think when we're tuned in, what's a really good way to cause that is that we have our bodies tell us we have this feeling, this sense of something, and we can't pinpoint it and we can't define it. And what oracle cards help you do is to define that. Like, what is this definition of this thing that I am sensing and feeling, but I cannot language it? And so a good oracle deck that is created in a lexicon that reflects universal consciousness will tell you. Now, it may not tell you exactly what, but it will give you enough information so that you can make a choice and you can prepare and you can say, okay, I need to do something. So it really gives you it's like having a best friend that knows stuff that you should be knowing, and it can say to you, hey, this thing that you're feeling, it's real. So here's what you got to do. Here's the steps you take to navigate this, because you're always asking, what's in my highest good?
Yeah, that is it. That is so true indeed. Are you ready for some calls?
Yes, I'd love to do some calls.
All right, let's start by going to Jason in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Good. Good to have
Hi,
you
Jason.
With us.
Hey, thank you. So, Colette, this is amazing. I have actually bought two of your card sets. I have
cool.
your Mrs. Shaman Oracle and the Crystal Spirit. And I watch your your YouTube show weekly.
Yeah, yeah, great.
So let's get down to the meat. Right now, I'm just really interested in what the current cards are saying about my career path.
Perfect. So you have phenomenal. I just pulled two cards for you, and I'm going to just do two per person. So you actually have risk-taking now is in front of you, which means that if you were, say, for example, working for someone else, now is the time for you to be independent and take a risk. And it's like a divine gamble, and you will land not just on your feet, but you'll be prosperous. That so the higher power card is there as well too, so because this is in motion already now. So the thing that you're asking about your career already exists. You've been either planning it, or is this making any sense to you?
Yes, actually, I went back to something that you know was safe, but
yeah.
You know was I'm not really happy with.
And
I'm ready to jump up and, you know, go out on my own again.
You're going to. I will eat my cards naked in Times Square if that doesn't happen. And you don't want to see that. Yeah, this is really good. No, it's time for you to take the risk. And you must not allow yourself to be in the safety because now is the time for you to recreate yourself. This is the perfect time for you to do that. And you're inspired by this and you will do really well.
Super.
Yeah.
Good luck, Jason, and thanks for calling. Are the cards at all evil in any way, form, or fashion?
No,
or what about the individual?
Human beings can be evil. Human beings can be evil.
Of course,
so,
we know that.
So the cards can reflect that person's wounds. I mean, evil people are very wounded people. So, no, the cards are never evil. The cards are neutral things. They just sit on a table with pictures on them until you... Now, if you use cards to manipulate somebody, that's evil. But my cards aren't created that you can do that. So it's, you know, but no, evil exists in the avarice of mankind.
Can the same card be interpreted to be good or evil for the individual?
Well, there's no, well, okay, so there is no reflection of evil so much as unless it would be like, hey, you're screwed up. You know what I mean? And you've got to change something, et cetera. But there's never... There is no evil in this conversation. It just doesn't exist.
I mean, what if a serial killer came to you? You don't know that.
Oh,
and they want a reading.
I tried to book a reading with me years ago. Well, I don't do readings anymore. But I actually had somebody that was a very well-known criminal that had tried to book a reading with me, and my whole body went like ice, and I just refused the reading. So I will not. I will sense somebody that is not okay, and I just won't do it.
Was this somebody who became a criminal or was already one?
Somebody had already, yeah, they'd just gotten out of jail and they were quite famous. So, and I'm like, nope.
Can we bend your arm to tell us who it was?
Nope.
You can't do that. You won't reveal your sources, will you?
No, I can't. No. I mean, no, no. Every reading is always confidential, but that's a really good question that you're saying that, right? Because cards can reflect who the person is. And the motives for doing something, and so yeah. But I don't have nasty people come to me.
have you ever had anything bizarre happen with the cards where you flip them and they like jump off the table or something?
Yeah, when my mother died, it was tarot cards, and I saw that there would be a death and that it would be a person, and my mom died a few days later.
Did you? But you did not know who.
No, I didn't know who. Nope, I did not know who. And I didn't want it to be my mom, but she was sick with brain cancer, so it made sense. But yeah,
sure.
The bizarre thing is that they literally fell on the floor, the three cards.
Wow.
Yeah. The Ace of Swords, the Queen of Swords, and the Death card. And when those three cards come together in the tarot, that is typically accurate for me. So,
if you see bad news, do you tell people that? Or do you sugarcoat it?
I don't sugarcoat anything. I think it's irresponsible. You're accountable and responsible to the people that you read. So, but I will also know that, like, look what Sylvia did. I mean, she just blurted something out. You have to be responsible. So if you see something, you have to say, okay, this is what I see. But then I like to look beyond that and say, what is a lesson there for that person or whatever. But I'll say, you know, this is a situation that's coming up for you, and you're going to want to do X, Y, and Z.
Let's go to Katrina in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program. Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
Good to have you
Hello,
with
Tina.
Us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on. I'm pretty lost. My question is, I really don't like living here. It's just not me. And I don't have any family here. And I don't, I need to know where I should go and what I should do.
Okay, that's a big question. So how about a better way for me to serve you with the cards? I picked three cards for you. So I'd like to kind of give you the storyline as I see it for you, and because you're asking me a big question and giving your power away to me, and I'd like to just sort of tell you what I see. So I actually see that you are stuck where you are temporarily, and that, excuse me, it's not about... I mean, you don't belong there, period, which it feels to me that you're actually in the wrong side of the country. But did you say you're in Arizona?
Phoenix,
Arizona. Okay. So it does feel like that there, I feel ocean beside you, like you do well by water. So it's interesting that you're in the desert.
Oh, my God.
Does that make sense?
I am from Virginia.
Okay.
I was on the East Coast my whole life till 2008, and I'm 56.
Right. So, and you're coming up to your Saturn return in astrology. So you have a big change in the next 2 years. Now, that is what I see as possible, but you still have to take the action. Even though I'm saying something to you when I said I'm not going to predict something, but the prescription for you is that to go back to the water or to go to water. That's what makes sense. That's what I feel for you. But is there alcoholism in your family background? Is that correct? Or addiction of some kind, or somebody that we were connected to, because I feel like you've been adversely affected by addiction. Does that make sense?
It is. It wasn't alcohol, but it was an addiction, and it was emotionally very traumatizing for me, and it ended up with divorce. So
thank you. So this is what you need to be healing right now, and it's the source of your real loneliness. Is this situation? You understand what I'm
good.
Saying, right? Yeah.
You're good.
And FYI, let's not talk about where you live, but there is another relationship. I think that's really better. And
Katrina, you just snorted at us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, when I get kind of happy, yes. I'm sorry. I apologize. So a relationship?
Yeah, because everything has been around the divorce. So your feelings, the choices that you've made have come from this real sense of trauma that you've had from that. So it's kind of like you chose a place that you felt lonely in. And it's like everything has kind of mirrored that situation. But you're coming to the end of that cycle. Remember I said you're going to have your Saturn return in the next 18 months to 2 years in terms of astrology, which means that that you're recalibrating your whole life in these next 18 months. So this is the time for you to take a shot at something unique and unusual, and there is improvement in relationships because you got the loyal heart card. So you're loyal to a fault.
Is
that true? Yeah, you stayed way too long at that party. But anyway, so yes, you will likely move in the next 18 months if you follow through and do a little bit more healing around this particular thing that seems like it's unrelated, but it's actually related to all your choices right now.
Great. Thanks, Katrina. How important is it if somebody, let's say they want a new career, to be ready for that new career, to really be ready in terms of the abilities to get that new job? How important is that?
Well, it's so funny that you asked that because, of course, I think that to be an expert, you have to do thousands of hours of doing something, right? So, but opportunities can just fall into people's lap, too, and you can learn there. So it's kind of a loaded question because, yes, I personally believe that you need to be ready. But, like, for example, Katrina came and it's like this is a whole ball of wax here and saying, like, here, this is the thing you need to focus on so that you can be ready for all these other things. Right, like do some more work around this. So we're very complex creatures, and if you're coming to the opportunity with the the first caller, like I'm going to take a risk. That's the card I got for him was taking the risk and doing something on his own. So when you take a risk, you may not be ready for the unknown. None of us are ready for what's coming, like what's been happening. So we experience and we learn through experience as well. So yes, and And yes.
Next time she calls into the show, I'm going to ask her, Colette, how she feels to have a hurricane named after her.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
Let's go next to Don in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Donald, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Mr. Norrie. Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Good, Don. I hope you are, too.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Hi, Ms. Reed. Great talking to you. Oh, this is great. Listen, I'm not sure how much time we have left. I'm looking at the clock. But anyway, Ms. Reed, my question is surrounding my podcast. I just recently got out of prison a few months ago. I've been locked up for 29 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And yes, and life is just great right now. I'm very spiritual.
Good for you, Don.
And I've studied so much. I've researched and I'm connected. And so anyway, the name of my podcast is One Heart, Let's Get Connected.
Love it. Can I just pull the cards for you?
Do your thing.
I did. Okay, so here's the thing. This is going to help heal you. Your podcast is actually about healing and healing others. It's about mending and serendipity. So those are the two cards that I got for you. One of them represents self-forgiveness. So it's really, too, about how you can give back and helps you really feel that you have purpose. So that alone, the serendipity around it is fortunate. So it's the idea that, you know, your heart is in it. Like, so it's no coincidence that you called it that. But it's also a really healing thing for you to do, and you're going to help a lot of people with this. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, because it's all about the power of love for me. It's just the most powerful force in the universe, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the force that unites, it binds, it creates, it heals, it harmonizes everything. And I'm really connected to the angels, and just so much has happened in my life. And
you're also going to write a book.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've had people tell me that because I have this story. And Mr. Norrie, if there's any way I could maybe give you or Tommy my number, I would love to talk with you, sir, and just share some things with you and maybe get some feedback or insight from you.
I'll tell you what, send me an email at george@coasttocoastam.com. Okay? Did you write that down?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you for years while I was in prison. I respect and honor you so much, you know, and the messages that you get out and help so many people. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, send it a couple times because I get like 1,500 done every once in a while. We have a huge prison population listenership.
Isn't that fantastic?
And a lot of these men and women who get out of prison after listening to the show for so many years are rehabilitated. I don't want to say our program has changed them, but it sure helps.
Yeah, because you give transformational, you actually provide transformational content for people. So I just want to also clarify, too, when I said that he would write a book, because I said, you know, about predictions, and the reason I said that is that it's already in motion. So I see what's already in motion, so it's attached to the podcast. So it's not like I just pulled a rabbit out of a hat because a guy came out of prison. It actually showed that in the card, that communication through writing or through voice or whatever was part of something he's actually on. Excuse me. And I'm really happy that you have a big prison population because I think that they are the most underserved population in the country and really need this program that you have.
Absolutely. Hello, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take some final calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast. Colette's cards are called The Wisdom of the Oracle. She sells them on Amazon if you like those. And her website, of course, is her name, which is linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Back with more calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour I'll be talking with Mark Hartzman. He is one bizarre person. Wait till you hear some of the things he's got to say. That'll be our next segment on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back in a moment with Colette Baron-Reed and your phone calls as she's flipping some Oracle cards to tell you a little bit about yourself. And welcome back to Coast, Colette Baron-Reed with us and your phone calls as well. Colette, you're using, what, three cards when you flip them over for people?
Yeah, two or three cards.
Now, tell me why you do that.
Because we only have 2 minutes. it's fast. It just gives me a quick story and tells me what I have to look at. So, like, for example, if somebody's asking a question about one thing, but the cards want me to talk about something else, like what happened with Katrina, I immediately went there. Like that.
Okay.
Really, right? See what I mean? So they just quickly tell me a story that then I can share with the person.
If you had all the time in the world, how many cards would you use?
Three cards.
Still three.
Yeah, three cards. I don't need more. Don't forget, for me, it opens a portal for me, and I see beyond the actual cards. But I like less is more. When I did the tarot, I did 21 card spreads all the time. But I created these decks so that we could get everything we need to know in three cards.
All right. Well, card number one tells you what?
Well, it depends. So it depends if I'm looking at them. There's like 50,000 different ways of doing three card readings. So a traditional I mean, it's so many possibilities, because you can do it in a linear fashion where you're looking at the past, where the person is now and where they're likely heading, or you're looking at the cards to say, tell me the story that I cannot see, right, or the person can't see. I might ask that when I hear their voice, go, okay, this is the three cards I have to look at. And so when you read the cards, the anchor card is the first card. That's the most important card that gives me everything I need to know. And then the next two cards give me the information that I might lack with that one card. And then, like, it depends, too. Say if somebody says, tell me about my marriage, then I'll look at the first card could represent tell me what is present. The second card can be tell me what is hidden. And the third card can be tell me what the person needs to do, or the third card could say, tell me where this is likely heading from today's point of vantage. So it depends on, I have to decide, like, when I hear the person's voice, what those three cards are going to tell me, like in terms of what they mean, right? So each depending on, because there's a slight shift each time, an anchor card that says to you, this is your past, will tell you something a little different than this is your present.
Let's go to the cards. Let's go to Will, first-time caller in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Will, welcome to the program.
Hi,
Thank
Will.
You, George. Hello, Colette.
Hi, Will.
I am in the middle of working, writing and recording a folk rock, country rock album that will come out later this year. And when I started the process, I was very, very obsessed with the Oracle of Delphi and sort of what that means.
Yeah, good.
In the 21st century, et cetera. Tonight, one of the sages of my life, John Paul Ratliff, texted me as I was getting in my car saying, there's a lady on the radio talking about the Oracle of Delphi. And I asked, was it Coast to Coast AM? And sure enough, it was. So I tuned in and I caught the last half of the last hour on the way home and saw a shooting star on the way home, somehow got through. And here I am.
Here you are. You want to know about
question,
your album?
Yeah, I do want to know about my album. Okay. If I'm on the right track with it, if it's going to do sort of the way I feel it is,
let me just tell you what the cards can reflect. It'll give you a little bit more information. So this is a regeneration. So you're rebooting something with this album. The first card is regeneration. So whatever died in the past for you, in terms of even the things that you're talking about in this record, and you know the direction you were in before, something like that. It feels like you had to give it up, and now you're giving it back. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
Perfect. Next thing is you're exchanging gifts. So what's really great about this is that you finally found your niche, right? It just finally feels like, here, I'm in it. I'm on this track now. This is true, because before I think you were trying to be something, and now you just put your heart and soul into this, and it gives your philosophy, because you're very philosophical. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Right.
Everything has resonated so far.
This is really gift-giving with this record, and you felt different. You really just felt different. I think that's what the cards are telling me. And it says to you, though, here's the thing. There's a little bit of a caveat here. You need to stay more in the present moment, because you'll drive yourself bananas trying to figure out where it's going to go. This record has its own life force, and it's going to go and take you places you weren't expecting.
Excellent.
Right? So, yeah, don't push. Wow. Don't try to make it be exactly what you want, because it's going to have its own life, and it's going to be great.
Hey, Will, I'll tell you else what we're going to do. When you're ready to go, I want you to get a hold of Tom, and we'll play one of your favorite cuts on our Sunday show.
He gave me the number. The first song is The Oracle of Delphi and Henry David Thoreau.
Absolutely. We'll play it on Emerging
Artists.
Oh, my God,
I love this. So I want to hear it. This is awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Will. Good luck to you. Hope that works out for you. So maybe big things for him, huh?
Well, I think big things are already there for him. Here's the thing. Because he is so present to it and he's so himself in it, it becomes this beam, like this tractor beam, because it's unique to him. So he's on his purpose, and therefore that is big.
Is there a proper way for people who don't have experience like you do to get into the cards? I mean, do you ask it anything?
Guidebook. how to ask a question, how to ask the right question, how to focus your energy, how to do a meditation before. Everything you need to know is in the guidebook that I wrote for the free.
Have you done a tutorial video?
Oh, yeah. I have a 101, Oracle Cards 101 course. I have a YouTube channel. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool. All right,
yeah, easy peasy. Oh, yeah, it's not hard. I made them so it could be easy for people. Even my tarot deck is called the Good Tarot. I use positive psychology in it, and I show people how to move beyond, like, the things they get stuck with, like in the Swords deck, you know, et cetera, all the spooky cards. We make it into, like, okay, not sugarcoating it. It's like, okay, here's what you need to process, as opposed to, like, somebody's going to stick a sword in your back. It's more like, hey, you know what I'm saying? So the cards are really created so that any person on the planet, that's why I made them. We are in such uncertain times right now, Julie.
Oh, my gosh.
These are the new self-help tool. And they're mainstream. And look on Amazon how many freaking Oracle card decks are there, or tarot decks. People are using it now because this is a self-help tool.
They want help.
That's right. And we all need help.
Let's go to Alisa in Portland, Oregon. Hi there, Alisa.
Hi, George. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Alisa.
I saw you when you were touring with Sylvia in Portland many years ago.
Oh, wow. Long time ago. That was when I was new.
Yes. Okay, so my question is, if you can tell me what it is that I need to know at this particular moment in my life that I may not know or be paying particular attention to, that would be for...
Sure. In other words, what subject... Okay, that's great. That's that. Let me take a look and see.
You sound a little like Linus McCants, by the way.
I do. I know. Like, we're like twins, her and I.
You do.
I'm a redhead version
of
her.
You laugh like her and everything else.
That's a compliment. Okay. So you should be... there's some financial insecurity in here. Because you have the Treasure Island card in the protection position. So what you should be focused on right now is trusting that you are secure. Does that make sense to you at all?
In my surroundings or in my family or...
Your surroundings, yourself personally, that you have security. Does that make sense?
It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a landlord coming in tomorrow that I've been trying to prepare for. I just moved my stuff out of my storage unit into my apartment, and now he wants to come in.
Right, I get it, right? So there's that sense of feeling insecure. Okay, that's the first card.
Yeah.
These cards are showing you need to basically clean things up a little bit so you don't feel insecure. There's nothing bad going to happen, okay? And also that you feel like you're running out of time. The second card is the TikTok card, and you have all the time in the world. You have a fantastic imagination. You definitely can get a little bit, like, when you ask me, like, what should I focus on? Do not catastrophize at all. You are safe. You are secure. You are just feeling everybody feels. You're also an empath, so this tells me that you feel everybody's mm-hmm. feelings like a sponge. Is that correct?
Yes, that's why I don't have a TV.
Right. Stay off the... Exactly. I was going to say, like, stay away from that. Listen to that young man's fabulous music that's coming out. But use your imagination for good. You're a natural healer, and so just know you're going to be okay. You are okay. You got to keep doing those affirmations. Glynis always talks about the affirmations.
Yes, she does.
I have her calendar.
Good. All right. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. So just don't panic and freak out right now, because that's the first card that shows.
Okay. That helps a lot. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Elise. Appreciate it. And again, how many cards in the Oracle deck?
In this particular deck, 56. In
56.
One of my other deck, my spirit animal deck, there's 68 cards. It depends. Every card deck is different.
Have you done little readings on little kids and stuff like that, too, for families?
Yes. I mean, I've done... Well, actually, a lot of my clients send in... Well, my clients, my fans send in pictures where their kids play with the cards. So, in the past, I have definitely... I mean... You know, you can mix astrology with oracles and numerology together, and you have a full picture of someone's potential in such a way that you can, in a way, predict their future by looking at how they are wounded and what that will propel them or compel them to do. So oracles are amazing.
Let's see what kind of advice you can give Robert in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
How excited I am that I'm talking to all these guys. Okay, hey, Robert, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Colette. How you doing, George?
Good, Rob, thank you.
Hey, by the way, we're both shipmates, even though I was a CB, so.
Okay.
Hey, Colette, I just had a quick question. I'm feeling confused about my profession. 2003, before that, I was a paralegal. In 2003, I went to Iraq. I came back from Iraq with injuries. And I'm kind of feeling like I can get back into that profession again, but I wanted to see what the cards say.
So, okay, because you told me this already, that you, and I'm going to assume you have a bit of an attachment to this, so I'm going to look and tell you really honestly what I see, okay? So just in case it's not that, we'll take a look and see what it could be, all right? So I'm going to pull the three cards. Well, you're in luck. It is that, so good for you. Well, yeah, it's actually really good. So there you go. So you're blessed. The first card you have is blessed. So I'm just going to say that it's like when you got injured in Iraq, you could have been killed. It's like an angel pushed your body aside, something like that. Did you feel that when that happened?
Yeah, I did.
Right? Okay, so you have this blessing around you. You basically can't go wrong. The second card is time for a nap. So the time for a nap card is always about allowing yourself the freedom to take your time and to also heal. So that's about meditation, not allowing your mind. So if you've had PTSD, for example, or things like that, the trauma can get re-triggered. So you've either been working through that recently or knowing that that's something that's important to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. That makes perfect sense.
Perfect. Well, your energy is back, apparently. So as everyone else is freaking out over COVID, et cetera, you're healthy as an ox. Because it says here the Yang card, which is the masculine card of energy and movement forward. So basically it says, I say go for it. It's really excellent.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anything related to you, give
thanks, Robert.
Advice. Yeah.
And thanks for your service, too, my friend. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for your service.
I think we have time for maybe one more quick call. Let's go to Linda Marie in Bedford, Oregon. Hi, Linda.
Hi, George. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Colette, I want to know what the cards say about my finances and about my mother's health.
Mother's health and finances.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can do only one thing at a time.
Okay.
So let me just quickly tell you about your mom's health. So your mother goes up and down like a yo-yo here, and you are always on patrol with her. Does that make sense? Like you're always, like, always on patrol, like worried about, like, the worst that could happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am. Especially her heart.
Are you her caregiver?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's why. And you're also an empath just like that other person. It feels like you're feeling everything, and your mom is better than you think. So she's strong like bull, they say, right? So,
yes, she is very robust. And
right? She's very robust.
We both
are
very healthy attitude.
I wouldn't be out yet anytime soon. So start focusing more on yourself. Your finances, listen, your finances are okay. There isn't any indication here. You have community, so you need people around you. You definitely can, like, I think because you're your mom's caregiver, it's made you feel a bit cut off, so you feel like you're worried about your finances. I don't see anything for a problem with your finances. It's your attitude to your finances that the issue is. Right? So the fork in the road is where you are now, which is making a decision. So maybe it is that you take another job or that you do something else. If you take something, it's going to be fabulous and you're going to enjoy it. Just make a decision. Does that make any sense?
Yes. We do music, so we're kind of we have a forced hiatus here because the restaurant that we sang at, they're only pretty much doing to go and delivery service.
I get it there. So that's the fork in the road, right? Making the decision to do something else temporarily until you go back to doing what you were.
Yes.
It's temporary. It's just temporary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, Linda.
Thank
you.
I would do some recording. So I would do some virtual stuff if you can.
Minute to go. Do you see an end to COVID-19 soon, Colette? No.
No, I don't. You want me to be really honest?
No, I want you to lie to me.
No. Okay. No, I won't. No, I don't think it's going to be over soon. I hate to tell everybody this, but I think it's going to last. Like, it's going to be lingering. It's going to go up and down. And this is a prediction that I hate making, and I hope I'm wrong. As a matter of fact, I hope that this is the first time I'm absolutely wrong, but I think it's around here at least until next spring. I think we're in for a tough winter, a tough fall. I think there's going to be that feeling that you had is very accurate, and I think we're in it. But I also believe that this is going to turn around. I believe the economy is going to turn around. I believe 2021 is a whole other ball of wax. So if we get through the winter and really, really hunker down and make sure you're secure, you have your, you know, things in place, by the spring of next year, we are seeing that we have gone through a very, very difficult time, and we're going to come out of it.
All right, Colette, thank you. Did a great job. Give our regards to Glynis McCants. Up next, we're going to talk bizarre. I mean, bizarre.